My friends, I have saved an amazing video for this point, one of the most beautiful scenes from the book, My Conversation with the Poor Souls, and I'm recording it, look at this, at a volcanic lake in El Salvador. More to come. I will show you more of the lake after I go through parts of the book. If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The Dominican is a father I knew well, a Frenchman, was there for a long time, nodded to me as I began to pray. September 17th, I was very sad about something in the evening and cried. Then a hand fell on my head. I looked up. It was the Dominican. He said, "Why are you crying?" Me, "Because I'm not happy with myself." He, "Why don't you tell me everything?" Me, "Can you help me?" He, "I want to." Me, "I'm so afraid for my soul. The will to do good can't be enough, and I can't get any further." He, "If you don't sin, you cannot perish." Me, "But I sin. Can't you see my soul?" He, "No, but the way to you is clear. Otherwise, we wouldn't have come. Have faith and be humble." Me, "How can I help you?" He, "By mortification." Then he stayed a long time. It's not scary at all. It is the first apparition that began to speak without being asked. The moments just after death. September 27th. He was there a long time. Me, "Please tell me if we see God right after death." He, "Yes." A trembling of the soul in worship, and then a sinking into the purification. Me, "Can't you tell me more?" He, "No." The more you love God, the greater the happiness. Strive for it. Me, "Do you need a long time until you are clean?" He, "No." September 29th, three times I have seen in the church an old woman in front of the altar of the Mother of God, but I don't know her. The Dominican was there a long time. Me, "Tell me, through what can you save your soul?" He, "Through firm faith and humility." Me, "Is there anything I can do to stop the poor souls from coming?" He, "No." Me, "But if I didn't pray for you all anymore," he, "they would force you." Me, "Can I summon a soul I want to know something about?" He, "You have no power over them." October 1st, something terrible is coming again. It seems to be an animal. I know this too will pass, but I am indescribably afraid. October 3rd, after the terrible thing, the Dominican came. Me, "I'm glad you're coming. I was so scared. Do you know who was with me?" He, "No. We go our separate ways." Me, "It was an animal." "Why an animal?" He, "You see the sin. Forget yourself and help." Me, "What helps the fastest?" He, "The sacrifice of your will." Me, "Why not the Mass?" He, "Because they didn't believe in it." Me, "But others were helped immediately." He, "You cannot understand what God's righteousness is." I'm not at all afraid of the Dominican. I'm more comfortable when he comes. October 19th, when I played with Wolfram, the Dominican came. Me, "Don't frighten the child. His innocence attracts me." The boy was really quite funny. He looked at the priest with pleasure, unbelievable and yet true. Me, "Please go away. Others are coming." He, "They can't see me." Me, "Why not?" He, "They are in life." Me, "But so am I." He, "You belong to us." He bent over Wolfram and was gone. Why am I one of them? It's scary again. Many, many things for us to understand, but that last part is really amazing. We should belong to them as well, so that they can have access to us and we can pray for them most effectively. We often speak of people being prayer warriors, and we are prayer warriors for the souls in purgatory. But what type of warriors should we be? And this is what came to me as I was thinking about it. We should be archers for the souls in purgatory. Why archers? Because we can hit precisely the target and what they need. Notice at the beginning how she asked him, "What do you need?" And he said, "Mortification." What that tells you is that souls in purgatory each need a particular thing, and sometimes the wrong thing won't help them, which is why I've said in other videos that, for instance, the Mass may not be able to help the types of souls that weren't disposed to it. You need to hit the target more accurately. So we need to be archers for the holy souls in purgatory, asking the Holy Spirit to guide our aim so that we may pray in the precise way that they need, exactly what they need, as much of it, and until they are done with their purification. So my friends, now I want to give you a beautiful tour of this club. I want to tell you a little bit. We're in this place called Club Salvadoreño in Lago de Ilopango. So this is a very personal part of my family. My grandfather died 50 years ago. He loved playing golf. Unfortunately, he drove very fast. He came one day to play golf, and as he was leaving, he died in a car accident. So for some of my family, it's difficult for them to come back here, but this place has kind of a sentimental value in that sense. And this lake that you're gonna see is a volcanic lake. I don't know what that means, if that's a crater, because it's a massive lake, but there used to be a volcano here, and after it exploded, this lake is what was left. It is amazing. I want you to look at the vegetation, to look at these amazing things that some of you grow in your houses. Here, just grow everywhere and all over the trees. So let's get to it. As we begin, you see this majestic tree. And this is just one of the beautiful things that you see, this amazing canopy that is so unbelievable. All types of trees, I don't really even know what they are. Now, I don't know a lot of the names of these plants normally, but my wife tells me that here to your right, you will see philodendrons, which you typically only see growing inside, maybe outside, but here they just grow all over the trees, and you can see that, just how beautiful that is. Here we're going to be coming up to the lake. Now we are in San Salvador. This is about an hour and a half drive, although if there wasn't traffic, it probably would take maybe 45 minutes. I'm going to take you right up to the lake. Of course, you see the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful palm trees. Feels like a scene from Los Angeles, right? But no, we are in Humboldt, El Salvador. With my wife later, we're gonna go kayaking out on the lake, not because I'm a kayaker, but she is. And I know she would like that, so I want to give her that opportunity. What's amazing is you're swimming amongst the mountains and amongst the volcanoes, both this one, but you can see perhaps off into the distance. Absolutely beautiful. The water is very clear. I've not gotten in it, so I don't know if it's very cold. These lakes tend to be freezing cold. Let's see if we can get some good lighting on my face. Very, very beautiful. El Salvador is a beautiful country. It can sometimes have its risks in traveling here. but if you ever want to come here, I highly recommend it, as well as some of the other great Central American countries. Again, thank you for joining me on this beautiful day, seeing this beautiful, beautiful lake. My friends, this might possibly be a purgatory lake. So let me tell you a little bit about the Lago de Ilopango. So this is a volcano that had so much magma that it exploded, it became a crater, and then now it is a lake. And because of the lava and all of the minerals and all of that, there's this really amazing grass that grows on the bottom of the lake. And just as you get in, like about 10 feet into the water as you go out, the depth goes really deep. It's like 20, 30, 40 feet. And the grass is very high. It's like 20, 30 feet grass. So it reaches all the way to the surface. So often people will swim here. They'll feel the grass at their legs. They will freak out, as you can imagine. It's really kind of scary. And they'll panic and have like a heart attack and they'll drown. So there have been several drownings here, possibly many. Sometimes we go to these places where there's been a lot of deaths. We should think about that and pray for the souls that are there, or the souls in purgatory that died there. We don't know if they're there or not, or if they're in purgatory or how God has decreed it. But that's something that we should consider. You know, sometimes as Catholics, we'll go to certain places where you get a certain feeling, you know, in people's houses or in cemeteries or in other places, or places like this. We should take that as a sign that maybe there's something there. Someone there that needs purification and that we should pray for. So let's go look at this beautiful purgatory lake.